I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 6:45. Family-friendly New Mexico has been working to recognize businesses that adopt and implement what they describe as family-friendly policies for their employees. Giovanna Rossi is founder and director of the organization. She joined Anthony Moreno on KRWG-TV's In Focus to share more about the group's mission. Here's a preview.
What is your organization's idea of a family-friendly business?
Sure. So Family-Friendly New Mexico basically actually defined what family-friendly means through a whole process that took a lot of time and a lot of input. And we came up with a pretty good, all-encompassing definition of family-friendly, which means that it includes paid leave and that there are lots of things underneath paid leave. It includes different kinds of economic support, so higher than average wages in your industry, help with retirement, educational assistance. There's lots of options under that category. And then the third category is work schedules. So that would include flexible scheduling, predictable scheduling, telecommuting, different kinds of flexible scheduling. And the fourth area is health support. So health insurance, wellness programs, breastfeeding and lactation support, those kinds of things.
You mentioned paid leave. What do the studies show? What is the research showing how important that is just on the employee?
Yeah, so we know that paid leave really, really helps families. We're seeing the real connection between paid leave and early childhood as well. And so babies are able to bond with their moms when their moms have paid leave because they can do more of the one-on-one, breastfeeding, those kinds of things in those early months. And while businesses with 50 or more employees have FMLA, the federal, you know, mandate, that really only covers unpaid leave. And that's unpaid leave for up to 12 weeks. And I don't know that many women or parents who can really take unpaid leave. Like, it's just not really feasible for our families in New Mexico. So we really want to encourage businesses to look at their paid leave policies in this program. And it's one of very many, you know, different policies that we look at.
This seems like such an important issue because there are so many, you know, women in the workforce that are dependent on paid leave. I guess we're talking nearly half of the workforce in New Mexico. Without paid leave, does this leave many women employees with some very tough choices?
Yeah, frankly, it really does. So we know that over half, I mean, close to sort of 70% of young children in New Mexico, 0 to 6 years old, have all of their parents in the workforce, whether that's both parents or the single mom or whoever it is, but all their parents are in the workforce. And so really supporting families to have a work-life balance so that they can really fulfill their responsibilities with their children and their families and their work is what this is all about, and at the same time stimulating New Mexico's economy, because by doing this we actually support businesses to attract highly qualified and loyal employees.
And I guess there is the economic impact as well. If people don't have to worry about losing money and have that income coming in, wouldn't that be put back into the economy as well?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, the more we can keep our employees on the job healthy and not worried about, you know, going to work sick and all of those issues, and knowing what their schedule is, that's a really big one with service industry workers, is predictable scheduling. So knowing that you're going to knowing what your schedule is for the next 2 weeks is really, really important.
That seems like something that, you know, many people may take for granted, but if you work in the service industry, you're constantly waiting week by week, possibly, to know what your schedule's looking at. How is New Mexico doing in that field, you know, with the service industry and figuring that out?
You know, that industry has been a challenge for us to draw into our program, I think because of those scheduling issues. But the more businesses we get into our program, the more we can showcase how other businesses are doing it. I just met with, here in Las Cruces, Beck's Coffee, and they applied for the award. They're in our program now. They have, you know, 4 part-time employees and 1 full-time employee, and they somehow figure out predictable scheduling for their for mostly student employees. But they have a way of figuring it out. And sometimes it's not that the business doesn't want to do it or that it's really too hard. It's that they just don't know how. They don't have the tools. They frankly don't have the capacity or the bandwidth to sit down and figure it out. They're just trying to make ends meet as a small business. So the more we can showcase small businesses that are doing it and doing it well, the better it is for other businesses to learn from them.
You can catch the entire interview with Giovanna Rossi on Images on KRWG-FM on Saturday at 5:30.